Thank you for giving us a call at customer support. This is Sarah. Can I start by grabbing your 5-digit zip code, please?
74501.
Okay, give me 1 second here. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, I actually have to reset my password, so just bear with me 1 minute here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second. All right, I'm still here, sir. Thank you for being patient.
Well, the reason I'm calling is to try and find out who you guys are, first off, because we've had fraudulent charges show up on my mother's card.
Okay, we're a third-party call center. We service over 300 different other products, so I'd have to find the account first to see what company was ordered from.
Okay.
I got it in now, so can you verify the zip code one more time, and I can try to see if there's an account here in her name or your name.
Well, she doesn't have an account with you, I can tell you that.
Okay, can I get the zip code, please, to the card that's being billed, and I can try to see exactly, you know, whose name it could be in or possibly.
74501.
All right, first and last name.
K. Ellerby.
Okay, I did locate an account in up under her name. Can you verify the address for security purposes? It starts with the number 3.
301 Saunier Way, McAlester, Oklahoma.
Thank you so much. So I have that account pulled up, and I'm getting it loaded so I can verify exactly what was ordered. Just bear with me 1 second here.
All right. I'm wondering if this might be your express script.
Okay. So how this started, this was originally, it was for a, let me see. So it was something shipped to her. It was a welcoming gift that was ordered for $9.98 back on July the 13th. I can see exactly what the welcoming gift was. And whenever that welcoming gift was ordered, it was enrolling her into a discount membership store where basically she'll be billed the price of $59.92 for a $100 voucher that'll be sent in her email monthly?
No, she didn't sign up for this. Somebody used her information somehow.
Okay, well, it looks like she went to her bank and disputed the charges, and it ended up getting charged back. So basically, the bank investigated it, and she lost the dispute because it looks like all the information matched back to her. So we can't really do anything about a chargeback on an account at all. It is canceled, and it will stay canceled.
Is there another name of this company? What's showing up on the statement is Top Wellness Daily Care 2 TEL. Wellness Daily Care. And I'm thinking, well, maybe it's some other company, and she doesn't understand or something. Maybe she... I didn't know if it was maybe part of her Express Scripts, but this sounds like she didn't sign up for any healthy pill thing or nothing like that.
Yeah, it's going to show up different on the bank statement, so that's why it's billing it like that. But the reason it was originally, did she ever order a welcoming gift back in July by any chance? It shows it was delivered at her address.
She says no, and she's never got any welcoming gift at her knowledge.
Okay. Well, her bank is the one that charged it back. We can't do anything about a chargeback at all. The account is in a full chargeback, which means the dispute was completely lost, which makes the account not fraudulent. So only thing we can do is leave it canceled. You'd have to take it up with your bank regarding the chargeback. We can't refund nothing that's in a chargeback.
That's what we're going to do, but I'm trying to find out who this company actually is.
So the company that was ordered from was Supreme Daily Gadgets Deal. That's the website that was on whenever it was originally ordered.
Okay, that's what we want to know, because she's never heard of them.
Well, so the product shows it was delivered at her address. I'm trying to see exactly what the product is. Give me 1 second. I confirm. Maybe that can refresh her mind a little bit. It was through a survey that was taken, and it was offered a free gift. And then once you ordered the free gift, it enrolled you into the discount store where it will bill you $59.92 for a voucher that gets sent monthly. But let me try to see if I can confirm what product that is.
Okay, they canceled that though, correct?
Yeah, the membership is canceled, so it's not going to be billed again for sure. Maybe it was for an air conditioning vent AC?
Okay. All right. That, she said she did get that, but she didn't understand. It was misleading advertising or something, and she didn't know what the heck that was, and it showed up here, and she did was a survey, and she didn't know it was signing her up for this stuff. So just leave it canceled, and we'll let that ride with the bank. We've got other issues. We're tracking down with them, too.
I got you, sir. No problem. Okay, well, I apologize about that. And then again, it will stay canceled. Do you want to write down a cancellation confirmation number just to have it for documentation?
Yes.
All right, just let me know when you're ready for it.
All righty, just one second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, all righty.
All right, sir. So that's going to be C as in Charlie, 9209.
Okay.
11561.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful. That's what we needed to find out.
Okay. No problem, sir. Well, you enjoy your holiday. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.